This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
At this point, we do not have the luxury of amending this bill.
So on this final day of the special session, the Senate voted on House Bill 50 without an expected amendment that could have raised another $88 million.
House Bill 50 simply changes the way the capital gains tax is able to be refunded.
The debate brought up nearly all the objections we've heard throughout this session. Conrad Appel.
I know we're desperate for money, but please, please think about the terrible message we're sending to business.
Blade Morish says this sends the right message.
This bill is an incentive for you to stay here for 30 years and employ people and get your capital gains deduction.
Brett Along.
It's a bad idea. It's bad policy. I urge you to vote against the bill.
Karen Carter-Peterson.
I guess it's a bad idea to get $13 million to fund TOPS, to fund health care and hospitals. It's a bad idea to fund LSU Medical School in New Orleans and Shreveport. It's just a bad idea that we're even here.
Jack Donahue.
The reason I'm against this bill and many other bills is because it's not going to do what the fiscal office said it's going to do. Why is it over the last year or two that we've increased taxes and revenue continues to decline?
They have not always been perfect. I will tell you moving forward, they won't be perfect. This bill is an opportunity for us to get some money. It's not as much as we need, certainly, but it will contribute to the needs that we have in this state.
The Senate approved it and the House concurred. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.